Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, 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 baby
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty will help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you guys want to call in and comment on today's episode. Now, let's see. Today's word of the day is consequential. Consequential. And consequential is an adjective, and it means of the nature of a secondary result. That means that if, you know, you do something or someone does something, the result of that is the consequences of that action. Okay? The secondary result. Okay? So if, you know, if you fall on the, if you fall off your motorcycle onto the concrete, I mean, you fall off the motorcycle onto the concrete, but what happens when you fall off? When you fall off, you may bruise scratch your skin off, break some bones, what have you. That's the consequences of falling off the motorcycle, okay? Of falling off the motorcycle. And that's your word of the day. So, let's see. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. Today's weather. Right now, we're looking at 63 degrees in the ATL with the high today of 70. We're going to get up to 70 today, but it's we are going to get rain. It may be raining in some areas right now, but we haven't gotten it yet. And tomorrow we're going to have a high of 57 and rain. Low tonight, 57. High tomorrow, 57. And low tomorrow night, 38. High on Thursday, 55 and sunny. Friday, 57 and sunny. Saturday, 59 and sunny. But Thursday night, Friday night are going to be down. It's going to be down to 32 degrees on Thursday, 33 on Friday, and 35 degrees on Saturday night. So Thursday through Saturday, guys, please bundle up, okay? It's going to be cold. It's going to be a little chilly. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Today's episode is entitled, Would You Consider Kobe to Be One of the Greatest Players of All Time? To be in the elite group of players of all time, I think that he has the credentials that are needed to be considered as one of the greatest of all time. And so I want to discuss some of his accomplishments and discuss why he should be in the category as one of the best. And the main thing that sticks out with me about Kobe, and again, I'm not a Kobe fan, okay? I'm not a Kobe fan. I was a Michael Jordan fan. I am a Michael Jordan fan. I was a Magic Johnson fan, and Magic just pushed me over the edge when he threw the championship for the Detroit Pistons to let Detroit win a championship. That really pushed me over the edge, so I kind of disowned Magic after that. Although Magic is one of the greatest players ever, but not in my book. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is, okay? It is what it is. But, again, I'm not a Kobe fan, but Kobe in his prime, I would have him as – I would put him on my team. Okay, because he was a go-to guy. He was the guy that you go to when you needed points. Just like Jordan, he's a go-to guy. He's the guy that you go to when you need points. I mean, these young Bucks nowadays, you don't really have a lot of these teams, even like the Hawks, they don't have a go-to guy. Okay, and but when you think about Kobe and over his career, he was a go-to guy. You could get a ball to Kobe when you needed 2 points. And I think 8 times out of 10, he would give you 2 points. All right? A lot of people don't have that today. And a lot of these guys now, they want to shoot threes and, you know, stand out by the three-point line and they want to dunk. Dunking is only 2 points. A dunk is only 2 points, okay? And you shooting threes are very, very low percentage shots. You aren't going to hit a lot of threes. But they stand out there and try to shoot them anyway today. And Kobe had he could shoot the three. His bread and butter was a 15 to 16 foot shot. He could go down. He can go down low and post you up. He could come outside and take you off the dribble. And you know he's a great free throw shooter. He's a great passer. I mean, he had all the attributes of a great player. And you know he's won defensive player before. Not as many times as like Michael Jordan, but if he wanted to get after you on defense, he could be a menace anyone else on the other end of the floor. And that's what I like about Kobe. And I don't like about some of these other guys today. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about, Would you consider Kobe to be one of the greatest players of all time? And, you know, that list of great players is, I mean, it has to grow, right? I mean, you can't put him up above, you know, the Jordans and the Magic and Kareem and, I think even Shaq, some of these guys, you can't put him up there above those guys. But I think he is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I mean, he has to be. He probably has more championships. He's got five. He got more championships than most of those great players. Okay, and he won a couple of championships with Shaq. You know, another great player. He won the championship with some great players. But then after Shaq left, he won a couple of more championships without Shaq, without the great players. So that's to him that he is one of the greatest players of all time. And for some of his, you know, accomplishments as far as winning championships, he's won a finals MVP trophy. Okay. Gold medal in the Olympics. So there isn't much more that Kobe can do to add to his already accomplishments. I mean, his trophy room should be pretty nice. And for some people to say that he's not there, he's not this, he's not that, I don't think that's fair. I believe he's right there with a lot of the other guys. A lot of people call Charles Barkley one of the greatest players ever, but Charles Barkley never won a championship. Okay? Dominique is one of the 50 greatest players ever. Dominique Wilkins never won a championship. So guys like that, I would put in that category as one of the greatest players ever. And it's sad to see that he has to step down now, or he's decided to step down now, because Father Time catches up with everyone. And Father, what I mean by Father Time is that he's old. I mean, he's been in the league for 20 years. He came out of high school, one of the few players to come out of high school and go straight to the NBA and be successful. So he came out of high school and he's been in the league for 20 years. So if you come out of high school at 17, you stay in the league for 20 years, that make you a 37-year-old man. Okay, and at 37 years old, your body can't handle the harsh pounding of an 82-game NBA season anymore. And injuries have started to plague him over the past few years, and he just can't do what he used to do. Like he said, his mind is there, his heart is there, but his body physically just can't do it. I mean, that's, you know, when I played basketball, I used to play twice a week, okay? And then I had a knee injury. And I did what I had to do, had surgery and went through the physical therapy, got back on the court, but I wasn't the same player that I was before the knee injury. When you have a serious knee injury or a serious leg injury, you're not going to come back to 100%. Very few people come back to 100% after a knee injury or an Achilles injury or something like that. Very few people come back from that. And as time goes on, you start to not, what am I trying to say? Not physically put in the work that you were putting in before the injury. You're really not able to, because your subconscious tells you, or says automatically that problem with your leg. Okay, and that's the same thing that happened to Kobe. He had an Achilles tear, and after the Achilles tear, he went down and came back from that, and then something else happened to him. I don't remember what else happened to him. I think something happened with his knee, and he had to go out again. And now, if you watch Kobe play over the last few games that he's played, if you've seen them play on TV or whatever, he just didn't have the same explosiveness that he used to have, of course. And of course, he can't, as at 37, he can't perform like these guys are at 27 or at 25. And that's what he's referring to when he says that, you know, he just can't do it anymore. I mean, if he was playing against other guys who were his age, he was playing against other guys who were 37, and then that's a different story. But 37 playing against 27 and 25-year-olds, it's just not there. And with the team struggling as much as they are struggling, it's hard to go out there and work hard and put in the work and don't get the rewards that you used to get from putting in the same amount of work. Okay, so I understand exactly what Kobe's going through, because I had to do the same thing. I had to come to the conclusion that it was time for me to throw out the sneakers and put on the flip flops. Okay, and when you do that, and you'll see it over time, when you do that, you know, you don't stop eating and stuff like that, but you have stopped putting in the physical work. You have stopped, you stop running every day, because you get away from the workout that you were getting when you were playing basketball. So when you get away from that workout that you were getting, and then your body starts to metabolize slower, and you start to gain weight. And that's what happens. It's just father time grabbing a hold of your body. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. If you guys give me 1 minute, I'll be right back on the show.
The secret. the time that buys helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you.
Thanks, guys, for hanging on for me. And with, you know, with Kobe, again, I put the argument out there that he could. I wouldn't put Kobe as one of the top five players of all time, but I would put him in the top 10, maybe top 15 of all time. Just because of his accomplishments. I mean, he's you know, is he number two? I think he's the number three scorer of all time, the number three scorer of all time for the NBA behind Kareem and Karl Malone. Then it's Kobe Bryant, then Michael Jordan. Okay. And I believe that was one of his reasons for staying in the game as long as he did was because he wanted to surpass Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list. And he did that. Okay. So once he got that accomplished, I think that now he's able to walk away with no problem, right? So I give Kobe his props, and I believe that he did it well. He did it the way he wanted to do it, and he was able to. I think he's able to go out now. And he's you know, he's going to go out with a bang. He's going to spend the rest of the season with the team, but he's going to make his tour around the country to all the cities in the league and receive all kinds of gifts and applause from the fans all around the United States. And I think he deserves that. And much luck to you, Kobe, your life after basketball. And take care of yourself. And that's all I have for you. One other thing. I also heard that some of the tickets around the league are going fast for Kobe's game. I even heard someone say that they had some tickets that were going for as much as $21,000. All right? And that's my end of the bit. Okay. Hey, that's all the time I have today, guys. Take care of yourself. I'll see you in 23, and I'm over, and I'm out. Take care. Have a great day, guys.